Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
The church is more powerful than the church realizes, and I'm telling you, God is about to do a shaking in the church. He's about to raise up a remnant of people that are going to say, I'm not going to be politically correct. I don't care what they're saying out in the world. I'm standing for what the Word of God says, and no one's going to take me off my watch. Amen. Nobody's going to stop me saying what the Word of God says. Amen. You know what? We need the watchmen now. You are all watchmen on the wall. We're supposed to be gatekeepers. And we allow what can come into the city, and we allow what can go on in the city, and we allow what can go out of the city. It's us. It's not the devil, not his cronies. We need to stand up and become who we are. We need to say, my God, I've got the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. Well, who's the Holy Ghost? Oh, he created everything. Remember in the beginning, in Genesis 1, where he says, God looked out and he looked at the earth and he looked at everything and there was chaos and darkness. But the Holy Spirit was hovering. He was hovering. What was he doing? He was waiting for the vibration.
Amen.
And then the vibration brought the activation. And when he heard, God looked out. But he didn't look out and say, whoo, it's dark out there. Because the vibration would have got to the Holy Spirit. He would have said, he wants darkness, leave it dark. God didn't look out and say, whoo, it's dark. The Bible says when God looked out, if you look at the actual translation, he said, light be. Yes. He called the light. He said, light be. And when the Holy Spirit got that vibration coming from the mouth of God, boom, he went into action. From hovering, he went into action. Activation took place and light became. The same thing he did with the animals and the herbs and all of that kind of stuff. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You got the power. You have the power. He gave you authority. You are a deputized agent of Jesus. He said, listen, here's your badge. Name. Jesus. The name of Jesus is the badge, right? He said, let me give you some weapons. Now you imagine you see these guards, these sergeants and all these people around in our police force. They got tasers and this over here, they're talking to it, and they got the guns here, and they got the baton over here, and they got the flashlight that they can blind you. Amen. You understand what I'm talking about? He said, so he says, listen, I'm going to deputize you now. My children, let me deputize you. You got the name of Jesus. Boom, stick it on there. He says, you got the Holy Ghost. That's the power. You see, listen, a police officer, when he's not in his uniform, he doesn't have the power of what he has when he's in the uniform. You all understand that, right? And it's got to be backed by the state or the government. Is that correct? And if it's not backed by the government, that policeman's got no hold over you. You can make a citizen's arrest, but it ain't the same as a policeman's arrest. Are you with me? So it's got to be backed by the government. And so they're backed by the government. You got the Holy Ghost. You're backed by the government of God. You understand? So you got the name Jesus. You got the Holy Spirit, the power of God. Amen. And then he says, let me give you some weaponry. Put this helmet on. It's called a helmet of salvation. Come on. In case someone wants to whack you on the head with lies. And then he says, you put that helmet on. The helmet of salvation. He says, just in case, I need to give you a bulletproof vest. Zhuduk. Breastplate of righteousness. That's your bulletproof vest. Devil can lie all he wants. He can shoot as many darts at that thing as he wants. He'll never take the righteousness of God out of your life. Amen. So you got your bulletproof vest on now. Cha-ching. Amen. And he said, but you're not done yet. I want you to put on the belt. And tie all this stuff together, the belt of truth.
Yes.
Don't speak a lie, speak the truth. And there's no half lie, there's only a whole truth, a whole lie. There's no white lie, they're all dark.
Amen.
And a half truth is a whole lie. And when you say to your kids, tell them I'm not home, you taught them to lie.
Right.
How can you lie to me, your father? Well, you taught me, Dad. Yeah. You know, I wish my kids would do as I say and not as I do. How many of you would like that? I'd have the best kids on the planet. I do already, but I mean, they'd be better. Okay. And then he says, listen, you need to put the shoes that are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And people, missionaries, who go out into the world and people that are evangelists, they walk around bringing the word of God, the word of truth to help people's lives. He says, and if you stand on a serpent, you'll just squash it because you've got the shoes, right? Isn't that true? And then he says, listen, that's not all. Take the shield. Stick it on your arm. It's called faith. And what you're going to hear on that thing is you're going to hear and you're going to feel a bit of this. That's all you're going to do. But if it's up, it's going to stop all the fiery darts of the enemy. The shield of faith. Does he not say, this is all Ephesians 6. You all know this. Amen. And then he says, but now, for the final coup d'etat. What happens when a bullfighter, a matador, is standing there and the bull comes running at him and he goes, whoops. And the bull chases after the red sheet, right? I mean, that bull's dumb. He's dumb because all he has to do is adjust his sights, like about 1 foot to the left. And that matador is a doormat. You understand? And he comes the other way. Zoop! And he's gone. He says, but then eventually he takes the sword. Now, I hate bullfighting like that. I don't want to see that. I've never seen, I won't watch it. And they stab that thing. And they keep until he does a coup d'etat. And he stands there in his colors. God said, take the two-edged sword, the Spirit of the Lord, put it in your mouth, and with that sword, you will dice, cut, and slice every attack that comes against you and your family. With that sword. And let me tell you something else. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5, he says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It's not this. They're not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus. It's easier because it's a faith fight. In the Old Testament, it was carnal fighting. They had to live according to the law. They had to do what the law said. If they did something wrong, they'd be stoned to death. You've got the blood. We've got the blood covered us. We got the Holy Spirit all over us. We got the name. We got everything. We don't have to fight. All I've got to do now is believe. And then let the vibration come out of my mouth. What are you believing? And so you can't be listening to anything because that's going to get the wrong believing in your mouth. And you're going to say, I'm sick. I'm broke. How are we going to afford it? We'll never make it. I might lose my job. How are we going to pay the rent? Yeah? My marriage is brrrt. Death and life. And so the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, all the stuff that God's given to us, we are the victorious ones, amen, not the enemy. You've read the Bible, read the last book, he loses. Amen. He's lost already. Amen. And he's going to be chucked into a fiery furnace for all of eternity. And we're going to be glorifying with God Almighty. Can you say amen to that? Amen. But let the Spirit of God loose in your life. Amen. Stir up the gift of the Holy Spirit. Just stir him up. When something comes against you, just say, Holy Ghost, what do you want me to do? He'll tell you. He'll direct you. Amen. He'll direct you. Amen. I'm telling you, that time I was singing, I told you, on Wednesday night, I was in a church in South Africa, and we had like, it was a big church, and I was a worship leader, and this guy came running from outside. It was a Sunday morning, came running from the main doors, right up the middle aisle. I saw him coming, and I was singing, and I saw him rushing up to the altar. We had about 6 or 7 stairs coming up, and he was coming at me like this. No one saw him because he was coming from behind. No, I just saw him. No one. I saw him coming. I saw this guy coming. I thought, what now? Just in a split second. And God, the Holy Spirit said, just put your arm out. Just put your hand out. That's all you do. And I did this. And I'm telling you, it wasn't me. Because that guy, he bounced and he flew backwards maybe 10 feet. And then the ushers and the guys jumped on him and took him out. Seriously, the Holy Spirit will tell you. You know, there was a guy in Africa, and he was a missionary, and there was some witch doctor. There was a witch doctor. There's a lot of that in Africa, and there was this witch doctor who started to chase him with an assegai. We call it an assegai. You know, the thing you shear the crops with. Wow. What is it called? A bicycle. A sickle. Oh, a sickle. Okay. He came armed with a bicycle. He had the sickle. And he started chasing this guy around the Land Rover that he was traveling in. And he was chasing him and chasing him. And the guy, the evangelist or missionary, all he did was scream out Jesus. And I'm telling you, he screamed, Jesus! Because the guy was going to kill him. I mean, there it's different, very different. And all of this guy that was chasing him, it was like he ran into an invisible wall. Boom! And he flew backwards. He was out. Stone cold out. And when he came to, they led him to Jesus. Because they said, your God can do that. He's God. And they led him to Jesus. The Holy Ghost in our life. I'm telling you, we got so much power. We got so much wisdom. We have the mind of Christ. I'm able to think logically. I'm able to think spiritually. I'm able to discern. I'm able to add things together. And I'm able to see the best way to make the perfect outcome. Because why? The Holy Ghost in me. It's not just you. It's you and the Holy Ghost. Don't ever say again, I'll never be able to learn a computer or how to work an iPhone. You might not know how, but the Holy Ghost does. He knows how to work it. He knows how to work a computer. He knows. And that's why you can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yeah. You know, you need to start getting these vibrations to line up with the Word of God. Get the vibration out of your mouth to line up with what God said. You've got to speak healing. You've got to speak prosperity. You've got to speak peace. You've got to speak joy. You've got to speak salvation. You've got to speak marriage is good. You've got to speak it out of your mouth. Let the vibration go out and let it start touching the areas that need to be touched. Problem is we want the dog, but we call the cat. We want healing, but we say, I'm sick. You're calling the cat. You wanted the dog. The dog is, by stripes, I'm healed. We are victorious. We're not victims. We are victors. And you've got to start seeing yourself that way. You've got to start recognizing that God's got something supernatural planned for your life. Every one of us here has a supernatural plan for each of our lives. God will never leave us nor forsake us. He loves us. He cares so much about us. He proved it. He's absolutely proven it with what he did with Jesus. Amen. Say this. Say, Father God, I believe that you're for me and you're not against me. And you will take care of every situation in my life as I release my faith, as I believe your word and release my faith, you will see it come to pass in my life. That's for every area of my life. Right now, I'm going to pray over these prayer requests right up here. If you have any prayer requests, you're welcome to shoot it up here quickly. Bring it, put it on the table. I know they went through in the basket this morning if they brought them. We want to pray for all of these prayer requests. There's so many different ones here. We want to keep praying for them, believing God to do what these prayers are requesting of Him. Amen. And when you pray, believe you receive it. This is a confidence that we have, that if we ask anything according to His will, then He hears us. And if we know He hears us, we know we have the provisions and the petition we have requested, right?
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:5 that the stripes on Jesus' back healed us just as the blood from His body saves us. This is confirmed in 1 Peter 2:24 and many other places. Healing belongs to the children of God. If you or any of your loved ones are sick and battling with any infirmity, please join us in our Tradition Town Hall facility where we hold healing school every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. You will learn the scriptures, you'll be in the anointing, you'll be prayed for by believers, and you will see miracle signs and wonders take place. There is no charge and all are welcome.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome, so come as you are, but leave as He is.